is James Levine, conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra in an all-Wagner program back in October. It would be Levine's last opening night performance as the music director of the BSO. After seven seasons in Boston, Levine has stepped down from the podium here due to health problems. The 67-year-old is also curtailing his touring with the New York Metropolitan Opera, though he remains its principal conductor. Levine has been with the Met since 1973, and his time there is the focus of a new documentary, James Levine, America's Maestro, which debuts on PBS tomorrow night. The documentary shows Levine coaching and coaxing the orchestra, teaching and encouraging new musicians, and it shows him as a young man, the maestro in training. He spoke with film producer Susan Frumke about what pushed Levine to become a conductor. There's a piece of the film where you see him taking a lesson on conducting, and you can just see him drinking it all in, picking up the fine points, just drinking it all in.
Yes, that is actually a wonderful piece of footage that we found. It was in a documentary on the great conductor George Zell. Jimmy started studying with Zell first as an apprentice and then as an assistant conductor when he was around 19. So the piece of footage that you're talking about is a wonderful sequence where Zell is giving Jimmy some advice on his downbeat, and it's just wonderful.
Even to the point where Zell is telling him something to the effect of, you're not getting it until your cheeks rattle.
I know. It's funny because, you know, you hear all these rumors about these older tyrant conductors, and Zell was considered one of them, you know, a real autocrat. And yet he's so charming in this piece that you wonder, is that really true? No, it's delightful. And you see, what I love about that, too, is you see how serious Levine is, you know. And as you said, he's soaking up every single kind of bit of instruction.
He talks in the documentary, when he's speaking about the Met Orchestra, as the orchestra having a dramatic intensity. Well, it's very clear that that is this maestro, too. Dramatic, intense, that is James Levine.
Yes, he has always said that he's looking for quality with the players when they play their instruments to create a sound that's almost like a voice. It's very vocal, it's very lyrical. And, you know, he often talks about how he is a teacher conductor. And I think that's, in a way, what you see so clearly in this documentary is how during his rehearsals, he is instructing all the way through the music passages.
Well, let's actually play a clip that will demonstrate that very, very clearly for our radio listeners this morning. It's a rehearsal session with the Met Orchestra for the very famous Beethoven's Fifth. And let's listen. You can hear very clearly how he coaches the musicians.
And one, di-di-di-da, hold it, burn it, yes. Whip off, one, di-di-di-da, yes. Off. Love it. Don't be late starting. Harder, harder. Dum, dum. Burn it out. Rip it off. One.
His eyes are half closed here. He's as much feeling the music as he's reading the music, isn't he?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, he knows the score so completely that I often observe that when he's conducting, his eyes are closed. And I think it's just the fact that he's soaking it all in. And the orchestra members all say that his ears are so sensitive that he can pick up any little nuance that might be different and either encourage them to continue in that direction or correct it. And I think there's so much going on when he's conducting in these sessions. He always starts almost every session with saying to the orchestra that he wants them to play as though the ink were wet, meaning that as though this piece of music was written yesterday. He wants that kind of intensity.
So, and he wants that freshness.
He wants that freshness, absolutely, absolutely.
In Boston, of course, recently, Maestro Levine has been known for the performances he's had to cancel for his health problems. But earlier in his career, he was known for doing weeks and weeks and weeks of multiple performances each week, and he was just tireless.
He was, and I often wonder if that schedule that he really kind of created for himself has led him into this situation right now. I mean, I will say this, is that I saw him just last week, and he really is taking it seriously that he has to rest. He has to go to physical therapy. He has to kind of build his body, the strength of his body back, and he's committed to it. But I think it's only been since he had to resign from Boston that he's really taken it so seriously.
Susan, did he share with you how he felt about having to step back like that?
No, I don't think he shared it with anybody, but I think you could tell that this was a big loss for him. I think Boston was very important to him. And I think that he wanted to remain the music director there. That's just my intuitive feeling. From what I know, he didn't speak to anyone at the Met about it.
Susan Frumke, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Love the documentary and good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Susan Frumke's new documentary, James Levine, America's Maestro, premieres nationally on PBS tomorrow night. We go out now with some more from the film as Levine rehearses with the Met Orchestra.
Very lilting, undulating feeling in the prelude. Sensitive.
Start with nothing.